This is a download from the BBC. For more information and our terms of use, go to bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.
bbclearningenglish.com presents Talk About English, a series of radio features that support your English language studies.
We're looking at the language of presentations. As usual, I'm joined by business English expert David Evans. David, presentations, they can be scary, even if you're just doing them in front of colleagues. Can you reassure our listeners that they don't have to be a huge ordeal?
Yes, I mean, of course, it's true that presentations can be challenging. But the important thing is just to prepare properly. Make sure you know who your audience is, what they expect from you, and, of course, most importantly, what the aim of your presentation is.
And if you'd like to prepare properly for today's programme, then grab a pen and paper now so that you can write down today's phrases. OK, let's move on to our first example of a presentation. We start at Kelly Services, which is an international recruitment company. Claire Francis, Head of Communications, is doing a presentation for her colleagues.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for coming along here today. I hope my presentation isn't going to take too long and that you will find it interesting. The purpose of today's presentation is to discuss how we can improve internal communications within our company. Now, let me begin by explaining that I'd like to talk about the business case for better communication. Secondly, I want to cover different styles and methods. And finally, I would like to finish off by talking about some of the basics we need to have in place to deliver good quality, consistent communications across the company. I'd be very happy to invite you to ask questions at the end of the session, and I'm sure there'll be plenty of time for us to discuss some of the points that have been raised.
Now have a listen to the beginning of another presentation. You'll notice that it follows a similar pattern to the last example. Listen out for how Tim starts his talk.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for finding the time to come and join me for this presentation this afternoon. My name is Tim Mason. I'm a retail consultant, and many of you will have seen me shadowing you in your jobs and looking through the accounts and so on in the company over the last week. I've invited you here today to have a look at my findings. First, I'd like to have a look at the performance of the company, the sales of the company over the last 3 years. Then I'd like to have a look at our market share in the women's wear market and look at our competitors. And thirdly, I'd like to suggest some improvements in our range of women's wear. At the end, I'd be happy to answer any of your questions.
David, what were some of the key expressions that we heard in those two presentations?
Well, I think it was very interesting that both of those presentations followed the standard pattern for an introduction. We heard in both cases the standard welcome. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for coming. Then they moved on and they stated the purpose or the aim of the presentation. Again, with a very simple phrase, the purpose of this presentation is to talk to you about this subject. Then they move on to a summary of the main points of the presentation. Now, normally this summary would focus on three main points, and you'd hear expressions like, I'd like to talk about, I want to have a look at, I'd like to finish by saying, those kinds of phrases.
And then both speakers invite questions from the audience. Could you pick out the phrases that they use to do that?
They use a phrase like, at the end, you can ask questions. And the reason that they do this is because they don't want the audience interrupting them continually with questions during the presentation, but they want to show that they are open to questions and that they welcome discussion as part of the session.
Now let's talk about the body of the presentation. This is the main part of the presentation, and people often use visual aids to illustrate their points here. Listen out now for the language used to introduce visual aids.
If you have a look at this first graph, you can see that our sales topped 50 million the year before last. Then last year, sales dropped to 40 million, with a slight recovery at the end of the financial year. However, this year, sales have continued to drop to an all-time low of 30 million. Now let's look at our market share. As you can see, we have 25% of the market share, 10% down on last year.
A good example of how important internal communications are is shown by some findings from research that we have recently undertaken. Good communications is a very key factor in staff motivation. If you look at this slide, you will see how important it is to get the basics in place. You need to identify your communication requirement, agree your objectives and success criteria, identify your target audiences, define the content of your message, and determine the style of delivery. A good illustration of the communication process is when all those basics fall into place naturally.
Lots of language there for drawing attention to graphs, statistics, and other additional information. David, could you pick out some of the key expressions that were used there?
Yes, I mean, again, it's interesting that both presenters make it very, very clear to their audience what exactly they're looking at. If you look at this first graph, we heard. If you look at this slide, we also heard. And obviously, they're introducing this kind of information to provide examples. And we could hear them signposting these with expressions like, a good example of this is, or a good illustration of this is. And again, we heard some signposting language to make it clear when the speaker was moving from one point to the next. Now let's look at was the expression that we heard to do that.
Now let's look at how a presentation might typically end. We're going back to Tim.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer them now.
Yeah, can I just ask, graph number three, that last one you showed us, can you explain to me where you're intending to find the extra income to increase the designer range in the maternity wear?
Yes, a very good question. I've looked at the office wear range and it's quite heavy on material. Holiday wear tends to be much lighter, much smaller amounts of material involved. And I think that that's...
Now, having told them at the beginning that they'd be able to ask questions, Tim then points out that this is a time that they can do just that. He invites some questions from his audience. How? How did he signal that it's question time?
Yes, he said, ladies and gentlemen, if you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer them now. That's quite a long way of saying it. I mean, a more simple way would have been to say, does anyone have any questions? It's also interesting that he handles the questions very well, making the person feel valued, feel wanted. A way of doing this is simply to say, that's a good question.
Thanks, David. David Evans will be joining me next time for more Business Language to Go.
That was Talk About English from bbclearningenglish.com.